The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And joining us right now is Dan Caldwell. He's a U.S. Marine. He's also the Director of Policy for Concerned Veterans of America. Dan, welcome. Good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We're glad to have you because we wanted to talk to you about this Veterans Accountability Act, and this has to do with the VA. We have Senator Jeff Flake who introduced this bill. It's officially called the Serve Veterans First Act of 2017, and he wants to address the fact that we have several hundred employees in the VA, and all they do is work on union business. They do nothing to help our vets. Do you think this would actually help to or go do anything to help to repair our VA and the lack of service our vets get?
Yes, I do. It's likely that there's between 350 and possibly up to 500 employees at the Department of Veterans Affairs that are doing union work full time. And Senator Flake's bill, along with others, Representative Arrington in the House of Representatives has a bill as well, would either eliminate what's called official time in the VA or reduce it. And we think that considering all the issues that you currently have with VA in terms of wait times, lack of access in some places, that it makes sense that every VA employee who works at the VA should devote most of their time to serving veterans. 500 employees in a 380,000 person agency might not seem like a lot of people to some, but that's enough to staff a medium-sized hospital. And if you look at it that way, moving a lot of these people, including some of whom are medical professionals, back to their jobs could help with service in some places. So we think this is a good way to address some of the problems within the VA.
Yeah, it would make sense that if you have someone who's trained to be a nurse, to actually have that person delivering medical care as opposed to pushing papers for the union who isn't paying them. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
That's an absolutely great way to look at it. It does not make sense. And the sad fact is that during the waitlist scandal, the number of people who were on official working for doing union work 100% of their time actually grew. And this is while veterans were dying waiting for care, and that's just ridiculous.
Right. It doesn't make much sense to use taxpayer money in order to figure out ways to make more taxpayer money, not a service to the constituents. So, assessing this, if you can, Dan. If you look at David Shulkin, he's taken over for as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs under Trump. Is your view that the VA has improved at all in the Trump administration, or is it still sort of has the same festering problems?
Well, I think that Dr. David Shulkin, who I've wound up being very impressed with, and the Trump administration, they've taken some good first steps, and they're starting to right the ship. They've instituted some internal policies to make the VA more transparent around wait times, about how they're dealing with problem employees. They're embracing offering veterans more health care choices, and they're embracing more accountability, making it easier to fire employees who are engaging in misconduct, making it easier to demote and suspend employees that do the wrong thing. And I think that those first steps and really the first 6 months of the administration have been important. But this is a massive government bureaucracy. It's the second largest after the Pentagon. And it's going to take time to turn the ship around. So it's going to take a commitment from the administration to really ensure that the VA rights itself. And I think they're making that commitment. I think they're going to stay focused, and they're going to keep pushing these reforms over the next 4 years. And I hope that's happened, because you just can't have 6 months of reform and then give up and let things go back to the way they were. That's not acceptable. But I do think that Dr. Shulkin, who again I think has turned out to be a great VA secretary, and the president are going to remain committed to fixing the VA, and hopefully we'll see things start to really improve in the coming years.
Flake's bill says what it is. It's an incentive program that he wants to set a standard that the VA has to meet their goal of seeing patients within 1 month. And if patients aren't being seen within 1 month, you know, 1 month wait to get an appointment, that is unacceptable. And they cannot be those staffers who are doing union work have to go back to doing VA work. They can't do union work until the vets are being seen within a month. Do you see people actually standing against this? Do you see senators and congressmen being against this?
Oh, absolutely. You have to remember that the American Federation for Government Employees has hundreds of thousands of members, and they have a large political action committee. And just like what we saw with the accountability bill, they will put pressure on especially senators to oppose this bill. They give out a lot of money. In some cases, the American Federation for Government Employees and other unions are some congressmen's biggest donors. And they don't want to see these changes because the U.S. taxpayer is paying these individuals to do work for them. They don't want to lose their employees. They don't want to lose their resources. So they're going to fight this tooth and nail, and they already are. And so this bill, which probably seems common sense to most of your listeners, is going to face a really tough road ahead.
Dan Caldwell from Concerned Veterans for America. Thanks, Dan, very much for some more updates on this morning.
Thank you.